Truly, it's been a good day. I can't help but think about something, I don't know where I read it. I'm reading so many different places at times. But it's, the saying goes, I'm drinking from the saucer because my cup runneth over. I like that.
Yeah.
You know, we all the time hear about cup runneth over, but I never heard the saucer part of that. That's the way I feel, and if I'd have been allowed to sit on the sidelines, that would have been just fine. I think Brother Gary talked into this night. I told him, I said, Brother Gary, I sit there at the supper table with him. I said, Brother Gary, I thought I'd just let you know, it's just me and you and Brother Glenn. I said, I'm leaving right after supper. So, but he didn't take that very seriously, I don't think. The brother started out talking this morning, I think, about revival. I appreciate what I heard Brother David Powell say one time. He said, we can't demand the revival, we can't command the revival, but we can come praying that the Lord would send a revival in Zion.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I hope that's fresh upon our mind. In the 85th Psalm, he says, wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?
Yeah.
As I think the pastor was talking about, sometime maybe we've used the fire extinguisher too much. Maybe that's the reason we have become cold in Zion, cold in his service. I pray that would not be the case, and that we would be praying that the Lord truly would send revival in Zion. You look around and it becomes discouraging to God's children from time to time when it seems like we're little in numbers. But you know, you can also grow in grace and be small in numbers. Numbers have never been what the Lord has appealed to in this world, and I don't think until he comes again, he'll never be an appeal to the whole race. I know it'll not be to the whole race, but it'll not be to the great majority of the Lord's people. I pray that you would continue to bless us for a little while, that while we stand before you, so many different scriptures I flipped to and tried to think about for a little while. It seemed like the more I thought about them, then I'd find another scripture. But brothers and sisters, it is our privilege, it is our duty to come and to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. He says got a verse of scripture here upon my mind. It's not contrary to any of God's children. He says, thus saith the Lord. You're talking about sending revival, or praying for revival in Zion. This is where we need to be standing upon. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. I think if God's children expect to find revival, if they expect to find rest for their souls, it's going to have to be walking in the ways and the paths that the Lord has established. Sometimes we have got up from that. It's been up to God's children, or it's been a thing of God's children, that something, and it's got a song in this book here, there's always something, a wanting for something new. But brothers and sisters, that's not, I don't think, where we're going to find revival and sign in something new. There's a lot of God's children trying that. He says, first of all, stand. You know, they got a saying over there, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And that's the way a lot of God's children are. They just about fail for everything there is in this nation. Brother Bass was here one time, and he said, you know, if this congregation over here can get you with a hot dog supper, well, this one over here will lure you away with a hamburger dinner. And you know, that's the way it is in this world, in this day and time, it seems like. Everybody's got a little something, a little gimmick going on here and there. But you know, it's always been, let me get up here, this verse of scripture, I think it's in the 2 Corinthians, where he talks about, maybe I won't even have to flip over there, but he talks about the simplicity that is in Christ. See, this is a simplistic worship service. There's nothing ever been complicated about the Lord's worship service. There's never been a need for adding a lot of things into the church that we don't need. And so the Lord set it up to where they would be coming, first of all, we'd be coming together and singing. You know, I can't think of anything better. And when it's harmonious and when it's coming from the heart, I can't think of anything more harmonious than the Lord's children coming together and singing with these natural voices that he's given us. You know, we could drag some instrument in here, and I'm not going to be overly critical about that. There's a lot of instruments in this world that create a lot of fine music, but the Lord never established, he never put it forth to be in his church. There's not a one of those that you could sit it over here and it's going to give glory and honor and praise to our Lord from his heart. There's just no way that you're going to get a musical instrument to do that. But you know, we got this treasure, it says, in earthen vessels. And you know, and when the Lord blesses it, I'm telling you, when it comes truly from the heart, I believe God's little children can sing praises unto his name and giving him the honor and the glory and the praise even in the song service. And if you come in during the half time, or if you come in on into the worship service over there when the song service is about through, you've missed part of the worship service, brothers and sisters. I won't be overcritical about that, but you know, I think we do begin to stand more diligent on some of those things. And I'm not going to try to defer away from Brother Gary's. I love that, Brother Gary. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. And this should be a comfort to God's children. But you know, if you're going to give God the honor and the glory and the praise, well, show up on time. Act like you mean it. You know, when you come in, and when you come in late, you know, that's not really showing that you really mean it, is it? That's like kind of a half-hearted service. And then you get over here, another hard something, and then prayer. The brother talked about prayer this afternoon. You know, I think sometimes we belittle prayer sometimes. So many times, I related this. I don't know how many of y'all get the Tuscaloosa news, but I couldn't help but to think about this when I think about prayer in this day and time, about the little young boy that had drowned in the pool down at the deep end. You know, when his daddy, he was real lucky that his daddy just happened to be a doctor. Well, I tell you, the providential hand of the Lord, I've never called that luck. I've always believed in the providential hand of God. But, you know, as they got that young child out there and his daddy was working upon him, I said, you know, I can imagine that situation. Here you got your little four-year-old, and there's bound to be turmoil and chaos all around. But it said two men that were standing by there, they knelt down and they began to offer prayer, you know. And then, you know, that's not the end of the story. You know, they carried that little child on the Drew City, and I may not have all the story, but I got the essence of it. But they said they took that child on to the hospital, and they said, you know, the weather's too bad. This child really needs to go to Birmingham Hospital and be flown by helicopter. But they said, you know, the weather's just real bad. But they said, you know, they got lucky. You know, there it is again. You know, but they said the weather broke, and they flew this little child up there to Birmingham. And then as it went on, the doctor said, well, he's going to have to stay here for a long time. This is going to be a long, drawn-out process. You know, I think they said it was in about a week or so. That little child was running up and down the halls with that cart. And they're now telling me, are you still going to say you belittle prayer? I think not. I'm telling you, and God's still on the throne, and he's still answering prayers, brothers and sisters. And don't anybody belittle, they're my God to me. I do enough of that probably by myself, but not walking in the way. But he tells us to stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. And you could get into a lot of things on that, I guess. You know, we as old Baptists, we get into that a lot. We get to talking about those old paths and the ways, and that's where I want to stand. It is in the old paths and the old ways. Some people, they want to, become overcritical and say, yeah, you know, them primitive. That means them old ancient people over there, outdated old fogey folks that go down there. And you know, there's not but a few of them anyhow. You know, they about dead. Well, I tell you, I tell you, children, old Baptists, they may be few in number. But I tell you, I believe when the Lord comes back, we're going to find an old Baptist church somewhere. Whether it be here, that's up to us. Where we're standing in the way and seeing and ask for the old paths. And if we're not, no, it won't be here. But if we do, and we're diligent, I believe it'll be here. But it's because, and the reason I say that is because the Lord said, upon this rock. And he's not talking about Peter there either now. I had a brother tell me one time, he was talking about Peter there. Well, my rock's not upon Peter. It's just upon this rock, Jesus Christ. I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Brothers and sisters, I tell you, when the Lord comes back, there'll be church worshiping the same way we're worshiping here tonight, hopefully in spirit and in truth. And I'll pray you. Yes, I'll pray it'll be here. I'll pray it'll be in several places across this land and nation. But if it is, we're going to have to stand in the way and see and ask for the old paths. And we're not going to have to, we can't be getting out in some of these things. But listen to where he goes. He goes, says, where end is the good way? You know, he said it's not just some way, but he said that's the good way that we're to walk in. You know, he goes over there. I think the brother touched on upon this today, talking about the good way. But he tells us over there in the 7th chapter of Matthew, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that lead to destruction, and many be there that go in thereat. See, where's the majority of the God's children? They're out in the broad way. And when we're asking for all these things to be brought into the church, that just is the broad way. But listen to what he says, because straight is a gate, and there's a way which leadeth unto life, and few be few, let me get my strung straightened out, and few be there that find it. And the people sometimes, they try to stretch that and say, that's talking about heaven and hell. Well, no, that's not talking about heaven and hell. That's talking about right now, children, the way we walk in this world. And I believe, yes, I believe there's just a few, if you want to call it that, that are still trying to stand and see and ask for the old path and walking therein. If you know, the great majority of the world is too interested and said, well, we'll do away with a church as you know it. We'll have no denominations in the church in this day and time. And let me clear that point up right now. Primitive Baptists are not a denomination. We're the church of the Lord Jesus. We believe that we are, not some, but we believe we are the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the Primitive Baptists, faith and order. That's what we believe. We're not a denomination. You know, somebody used to ask me that sometime, and you know, I would say I was Primitive Baptist, but it was a denomination. But I've tried to repent of that and tell them that I believe we are the church, and if I didn't believe that we are, I want to find somewhere else where they are, worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth, and that's where I want to be. That's where I want to cast my lot, so to speak. But then just, he says, few be there that find it. He goes on, also children, he gets into another parable here. He says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. See, he's not talking about, we got a lot of people that hear it, but you know, not many of God's children are doing the things that are required in God's service. You know, I can't think the help that even you hear some of God's children. I don't say a whole lot of times, but you know, some of us, we can find some of the puniest reasons for missing the Lord's service on his day. You know, God, you know, he tells us to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. The children, are we doing that? Are we belittling God and we belittling his day? And we're saying, well, you know, Brother Payne, you know, we believe in salvation by grace. And you know, if it's by grace, why should we be worried about it? The church is not going to save us. I declare unto you, yes, the church attendance will save you. It'll save you from this present and the evil world. If you got a true servant of God, he'll preach the whole counsel of God, and he'll tell you some things that you can do to save yourselves. Not eternally, but in this day and time. He tells us over there in Acts, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Children, are we doing that? Are we doing that? Are we allowing ourselves to be called out in the captivity of all the things of this world? Are we remembering that? I can't help but think about it. But let me get the rest of this if I can. And I'm not going to take a whole lot of time. He said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blow, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. You know, we was children. We read that about the three little pigs. You know, and we get into this. You know, they built their house, one upon straw, and you know, the old wolf come along, and he blew down, because it wasn't upon a sound foundation, and also the sticks. But you know, the one that built his house, one of the bricks there, you know, that old, it said that old wolf, he huffed and puffed, but he couldn't blow this house down. You know, you can liken that wolf, in this day, if you want to, Satan, children. And he's, when you build it upon that rock, and then Satan's not going to be able to come along and blow it down. Yes, and also, talking about that rock. Children, who is your rock this morning? What foundation are you building upon? You better be building upon Jesus Christ. He says, for other foundation can no man lay than is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And if it's anything upon that, anything except that, well, children, you're going to be subject to fall. You're going to be subject to the old wolf blowing your house down. So help us to stand. And it is, as he said over there, but he says, and he built his house upon the same. Let me see if I can get them. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not. See, they heard them. They heard them. Same way as them good seed. Same way where the sower went to sow the seed. You know, there was some. It said they fell by the wayside and so on and so forth. With children, you know, he's talking about in the same context, I believe, in this. He's telling us, you know, and then he gets on down and talks about three or four different seed. But then he talks about the good ground here. You know, children, are we the good ground hearers? Are we just those that are cast upon the wayside? And you know, we enjoy it for just a little while, then Satan comes along and he destroys or he captures away that joy we have. I also thought about that, Brother Gary. You know, talks about in the scriptures here, we not only have joy, but we have full joy in the service of God. And children, we have that full joy walking and doing as the Lord has commanded his children to do. We can have not only joy, yes, there's joys in God's service, but if we're going to have the true full joy. Then you can come forth, little children, when the Lord speaks to your heart, come and place your membership, or come and ask for a home in the church, and do God's obedience, do obedience to God. Come forth, present your body as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. See, that God hadn't called you unto an unreasonable service. This is a reasonable service. And when you do that, children, you're going to have that full joy. It's talking about in the scriptures there. He says, and everyone which heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which buildeth his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blow and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was that fall. You know, children, it can be a great fall to God's children as they go through this world and lead the things of this world, lead them captivity out there and destroy the joy that they could have. But he says, where's a good way, and walk therein. See, he's not this, not only a good way, but then he commands us also to walk therein. See, there's some children, you know, contrary to what a lot of people say, there's some walking, there's some things for God's children. He tells us over there, shall we continue? People say, well, just, you know, if I believe then like y'all believe, Brother Payne, I'll just do anything I want to. Well, God has an answer for that. Shall we continue in sin that grace might abound? God forbid. See, we're not under liberty to walk any way we want to. You know, and if you truly, the Lord just touched and tendered your heart, I don't think if you truly honest with yourself, you want to walk. You know, he talks about that over there. Paul says, the things that I once loved, I now hate. And the things I once hated, now I loved. Isn't that a true, that's a true the thing of a child of God when he's born of the Spirit. You know, those things that he once hated, he now loves. And those things he once loved, he now hates. You know, that's not been your experience. Well, you know, go and seek and search yourself. But he says, walk therein. And when you do that, children, then he's made a promise to us. Then you'll find rest for your souls. He said, but you know, there was like a lot of God's children. They said, you know, we'll just not walk therein. You know, but then he goes on. He said, also, I have set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. You know, sometimes God's children, it may be the case. They say, well, Brother Payne, I haven't heard any of this or this, or maybe that. I haven't heard about some of these things that have been taught in the scriptures. Well, if you got a faithful watchman, I believe you got a faithful watchman here. I believe he's taught. Now, I'd be just like any other preacher. There's a lot of this I don't understand. But I tell you, there's enough here. I appreciated what a minister said. There's enough here of what we understand that lasts us a lifetime of preaching. And then if we would ask the Lord and beg his mercy and for his grace to give us knowledge of these things, and we can teach God's children how they can find rest for their souls. You know, and I get over there, I had to go back over here to Marcus. You know, every now and then, I kept this mark for a long time, the Ten Commandments. You know, but every now and then I lose them, and I was having to flip to hunt them today. I don't know if you have that problem. I hope not. But listen, the Ten Commandments, I believe that's a perfect example for God's children, and it'd be good for anybody. It'd be good for this nation in this day and time if we could go back. And we, you know, and I like what somebody said one time, the Ten Commandments are not multiple choice, and the Ten Commandments are not 10 suggestions. You know, they're the ways that the Lord had commanded. Listen to what it says. He didn't say anything about it being a suggestion. He said, these are commandments. That means you're under command to do them, children. So, and if we could do some of these things, I think God's children would find more rest in their souls. They would find themselves standing in the way and see and ask for the old paths. You know, he says, thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt make unto thee any graven image. And some people say, well, Brother Payne, I don't have any images at my house. I'm not bending down to any gods. I haven't got any little tokens sitting up in the corner over there somewhere. Well, I tell you, if you're worshiping that job, are you worried about that job or the money and the thing that you can get with that money more than you are in the service of God? Yes, you got a God. You just hadn't realized it yet. Well, the children, but he goes on. We're talking about remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. You know, I think that's probably one more neglected upon God's children this day and time than a lot of them. I won't say that any, but I can remember as young as I am. I'd have to claim, I claim to being fairly young. My wife started having a little aches and pains and taking high blood pressure medicine. I told her, I'm glad I'm not quite as old as she is yet, and I don't have to do some of those things. But I can remember, no older than I am, when it used to be against the laws of this nation for business to open its doors on Sunday. And you know, how far are we from the pattern in this day and time? Now everybody would be unusual if you find the businesses closed in this day and time. And I say, as I said, and I think some people can attribute to this, that we have lost some generations in the old Baptist church. But children, have we taught these things diligently to our children? Have we taught them? Have we let them go by the wayside? He tells us, he says, teach them to them when thou sittest by the way and when thou last down. And there's another one, two or three in there, and I can't seem to get all that right this minute. But he's telling us to teach it to them all the time. It's not just part of the time. So have we taught our children to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy? Or we said, well, boy, y'all be out to the car. As soon as church breaks out, we're going to get the boat and we're going to hit the river. Y'all be on your P's and Q's. And so when daddy hits the door and mama hits the door, y'all get onto the car now and don't be tearing around. Our children, I realize that this thing, I'll have to tell you, some of this thing hit me just as hard as anybody. But I think it's something the Lord has told his watchmen to stand upon the wall and to cry aloud. And so that's what I'm trying to do this evening. And if you don't like it, don't come up to me after a while and say, Brother Payne, you're just all washed out on that thing there. I don't appreciate you telling me that. You done quit preaching and went to the Netherlands now. Well, I tell you, your argument's not with me. Your argument's with your Lord. He's the one that wrote these commandments and gave these commandments to God's children. Now, you need to decide if you're going to walk in them and find rest for your souls, or are you going to find unrest for your souls by not walking in them, children? But listen, but he says, he goes on, thou shalt not kill. Boy, you know, when I've got on this enough, I guess, to last a lifetime for most folks, probably too many times. I know it's too many times for the liberals out there in this day and time. When they can say, we'll go out here and it's all right, that we will give this man, he's so educated, he's got this MD behind his name, and we're going to say it's all right, it's legal in this land, where he can stick a tube up there and suction a little child out, and we'll say that's legal, that's all right in this day and time. But then a young lady might decide, well, I can't really have this child, so she throws hers in a dumpster, and they said, that's murder, and we'll prosecute you for that. Well, children, you tell me now, is this right or is it wrong? I tell you, this one as much as this killing, just as much as one as there is in the other. And so we have allowed laws to be made in this land. And I say, yes, we have allowed, because we haven't stood up to these people that's making these laws. And you know, and if you haven't thought about it much lately, well, think about it. Maybe we need to start electing a Supreme Court instead of having appointed by some godless man heading this nation, that he doesn't have the morality or the morals of a pig, I guess you'd say, to put it mildly. So children, let us be on our P's and the Q's. He said, thou shalt not commit adultery. Well, let's get into another one, isn't it? In this day and time, I think about, as far as the morality of this nation, I think the morals of this nation have went so far into the gutter. I don't know if there's any hope for us yet. But it's put upon the TV every day. If you turn the soap operas on, I've repented of watching those a while back. I'll go through every now and then. You might see them somewhere, or you see Jerry Springer or somebody like that on TV. And not only are they not ashamed of it anymore, they're up on TV touting, yes, I brought you on this show today, honey. I want you to know I'm having an affair with your best friend over here. And that's what makes TV ratings in this day and time. How far have we went from the pattern in this day and time, children? But he says, thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet. But that's the Ten Commandments. I might not list all of them, but children, that's some ways that we're, that's where he's talking about. Stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths, where is a good way, and walk therein, and then, and only then, children, as he promised, rest for your souls. He also goes over in the seventh chapter, Second Chronicles and 14, I think it is, he says, if I shut up the windows of heaven or send a pestilence among in the land, if my people, which are called by my name, see, he's not talking to everybody in general, nobody in particular, he's talking to the Lord's children. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. See, he's not said this was without not cost. Children, we're to humble ourselves. We're to pray. We're to turn from our wicked ways. And we're to turn our face to the Lord. To be desiring to seek in the way and the walk he has told us to walk. But he says, my people which are called by my name, and I always have time to have to back up and get on that one every now and again. I lose my place. face. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and heal their land. There's healing in the land, children, and the good news of what God has done for his children. It wasn't meant to be something this morning, this evening, to cause children, God's children, distress. But if we love the Lord as we say we do, and as the Lord, searching for scripture here. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. And if we are the sons of God, children, let us walk as one. May God bless you. Pray for brother.
Amen. God bless you.